things are going. Madam Clerk, let's go ahead and read item number 9.
Item number 9, from the Interim Director, Community Business Development Partners, submitting an informational monthly update on departmental waivers. This item was also before the Committee on Transportation, Public Works, and Transit. That committee took no action.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. I'll go ahead and give it over to Director Sola.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Supervisors, I respectfully request that you accept the DBE waiver report for September and October. A summary, basically $20.7 million were contracted by the county. Those are the contracts that are routed through us. $191.9 thousand were waived, and the corresponding waivers are behind it. $66.3 million were contracted, but without our approval or review. Each waiver that we issue is truly analyzed. We analyze the scope of work, unbundle tasks, identify potential DBEs that could perform the work, call the DBEs, and then we approve or deny the waivers. There are two waivers that are worth noting that we did a lot of outreach. The one by the Greater Milwaukee Mitchell International Airport, epoxy filling of the structure for $89,800. We did outreach to several DBEs that do concrete work and identify the potential deficiencies that they have. So hopefully in the next cycle, they will be certified by the manufacturer and be able to bid in this project. The other one was by risk management on a specialized HIPAA compliance project for $30,180. The rest of the waivers were issued because of the contract amounts for a specialized type of work. The first part of the report, then you'll see the contracts that were issued without our review. Two were from DAS Risk Management and two were from DAS Parks. Are there any questions regarding the waiver report?
I'll go ahead and ask about DAS FM Parks. Is that Parks Department or is that something else?
That's the Parks Department, but it was issued through DAS.
Through DAS, okay. Yes. Supervisor Johnson, you have
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I note Mr. Solar's or his staff's comments that contracts issued by departments in violation of the Code of General Ordinances. Now, I think during the budget process, we decided to add a box, a box that could be checked with respect to review of the Office of Community Business Development Partners, and that's something that will be forthcoming, I believe, in early January. But in this case, we do. I just want to, is anyone from the Parks Department here?
Yes, I'm not saying.
Okay, I just want to make sure that we have ordinances, we have administrative rules that calls for contracts to at least be reviewed by the Milwaukee County Community Business Development Partners, and this is something that some of us have been fighting for on an ongoing basis for a number of years, so just want to make sure that this has been duly noted by this office, and I will ask Director Solar, do you send a letter to the departments whenever such a non-action has occurred? What's the process by which there's notification?
Correct. We find this typically because a DBE called us to complain that they weren't included or because we saw an invoice from fiscal. So they're typically not contracts that are forthcoming. We don't have a copy of the contract. We don't have a specific person that we can call. We had implemented other vehicles to ensure that it doesn't happen before through the procurement council. So what I do is I will call the procurement council officer, and then that person would research it for me. So that's what we're doing with these ones that come and are not reviewed by us. But typically when we get information, it's just because we saw the invoice paid or because a DBE called to complain there was no DBE goals on this specific contract.
So again, the procurement counselor is contacted for
no follow-up? Correct, and they have been very helpful.
Okay, and what does the procurement counselor do?
What we do is we launch the procurement council last quarter to ensure that the DBE program is understood, that processes are understood. There's a tradition in the county for many departments that every time they issue a contract, the first thing that comes with the contract is a waiver, without truly analyzing the contract or looking for opportunities. So we're changing that culture, and it's going to take a little bit of time. We had used a combination of partnerships, and the box that you're referring to is the hammer. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to use a blend in which we can target everybody and work in a partnership model to move forward.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Supervisor Johnson. After the departments that do not go through your office, is there any follow-up from your office afterwards to find out?
It depends. Okay. Sometimes we don't even have a copy of the contract, so we don't know who to call. So that's why we're resorting to the council member to help us out. Many of these, all we get is an invoice. Right. So based on that invoice, we can call the fiscal or the budget manager in that department and try to find out who was the project manager who authorized the contract.
Right. Would you see it as beneficial if members of that department reported to this committee after they, went around your office and giving out those contracts?
That will be another hammer tool that you can certainly use.
I'll refer to Supervisor Johnson, but I think that might be a route that we could go. Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move to receive and place this on file because there may be county board members who really don't give a care about this, but some do. But we have ordinances, as I said, and we have administrative rules by mm-hmm. which these processes are to be followed. And mm-hmm. the more that we talk about them, the more they there should be compliance with respect to adherence to those ordinances and rules. So I move to receive and place on file this item.
Thank you, Supervisor Johnson. Supervisor Johnson, motions to receive and place on file. Do we need a roll call? Okay, so we'll go ahead and call the roll on that. I don't see any more comments.
Supervisors Mayo?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Weishan?
Aye.
Taylor?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to receive and place on file is approved.
Thank you.